morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys.
Good to chat, mate. What was the highlight or highlights of the Spring Carnival for you?
Well, I mean, there were plenty, weren't there? And everyone's going to have a different one, of course. Probably, you know, Winx winning a 30 Cox plate, naturally, probably top of the list. But there's a few others that caught my eye throughout the week, probably a bit left to centre that I was, you know, that had me smiling. First of all, the punter winning that $1 million.
Oh, how good was that?
Had me in air formation. That was outstanding, you know, like the blokes sitting on the couch after a couple of hours of work in the morning, and later on in the afternoon, he's a millionaire.
Yeah,
so, you know, that's racing. Yeah. And
that's a good story.
That is. There's a couple of others. The vision, there was vision of Andy Gemmell, who's an owner who's been blind from birth, cheering home a horse he part owns, Fastnet Tempest, to win during Cup Week. He's obviously listening to it on the radio, right on track there, and you can just see the thrill. You know, the smile on his face, you know, that was quite great vision, and good to see that he's still getting such a big thrill out of it and absolutely loves Cup Week. And he's had a host of horses in the Melbourne Cup. I think he had LeBron this year as well. And the other one that caught my eye as well was just a little thing from Craig Williams. You know, obviously Joe Barrera, he fell in race four on Cup Day. It looked pretty serious at the time. And a few hours later, after Joe Barrera had been in the stewards' room, he talked to media for a few minutes, and Craig Williams was one jockey who stood there for 5 minutes. We all know that you know, Cup Day is very busy for all the jockeys, especially a guy like Craig Williams. But he waited for the media to finish just so he could shake Marrera's hand and to make sure personally himself that he was okay. So I thought that was a nice touch by Craig Williams, a gentleman of the sport, and just goes to show those little things that you know, that he does to people, you know, hold him in such high regard.
Yeah, it is good, mate. I'm a Chautauqua fan, Brad. I was on all campaign. I never quite got the tracks I wanted for Chautauqua, but I just couldn't force myself to get off, which is unusual for me. Where do you think Chautauqua's at?
Yeah, well, you know, I put it in my column on Saturday. Will he win another Group 1? And I guess you can never write him off because he's been such a great horse for so long. And as you said then, the fact that he hasn't had those surfaces he needs that bit of cut out of the ground. It's been such a dry spring, and no doubt the autumn in Sydney, you know, can be quite wet. So I don't think we can, you know, you can rule him out. But the concern he's got is the fact that Redzel, in her time in Penning, those sort of horses, they're still improving. Where he's a 7-year-old now, I don't think he's improving anymore. If anything, he's, you know, he might have lost half a length from his best form or a length. So that's the query we've got with him. You know, he needs a wet autumn, I think, for his chance to go four consecutive TJ Smiths. But even then, you know, we know Redzel absolutely loves the wet as well. So the jury's out on Chautauqua a bit, unfortunately. He needs things to go his way. He's going to need absolutely everything now. But look, I just don't think we can write him off, but it's going to be hard from here on in.
And the returning Glenall headlines nominations for Rosehill Saturday?
Yeah, good nominations for Rosehill. Glenall's a horse that we haven't seen since the autumn. He was very competitive during there. He ran fourth in a Galaxy behind Russian Revolution and Redzel. Also second in a listed five all, and well, he ranked seventh in Arrowfield. But at his best, he's a really promising horse. He had a bit of an injury. He went up to Toby Edmonds. He was going to compete in the Queensland winter, but he had a bit of an injury. He's now back. He was formerly trained with Les Bridge. Now he's with Team Hawks. So it'd be interesting to see a season of nominations there on Saturday, whether he lines up, and be interesting to see how he goes on his return. And Interlocutor's the other one. He's among nine nominations for the November Topaz. To continue his winning run. He's been very impressive in his past two starts, so hopefully he can keep going there.
And Gosford today?
Yeah, unfortunately, a couple of prices taken a little bit here with a few scratchings, but I still think these two look very hard to beat. They stand out on the card, and look, I'll probably back them both out just separately, but if you want to put them together as well, that's fine. Race 4, number 7, Intuition, and race 7, number 6, Music Edition. Really interested to see Intuition return. He's a very promising horse. He should take care of that lot. And Music Edition, similar. He's got some really good form lines. He's trialled up really well. And, they both look very hard to beat at Gosford today.
Have a great day, Brad. We thank you.
Thanks, guys.